Mike Semin from Wisconsin Bankers Association joins us. Your membership, looking at the possibility of more hemp in agriculture, what are your bankers saying right now?
So our bankers are really telling us to tap the brake here a little bit as we start to take a look at what both the federal rules and the law state and how that matches up with what Wisconsin has already done. There are lots of questions that they're asking us, and we want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence to come up with some good answers for them.
What kind of questions are they asking?
So they're asking a lot of the detailed questions about the crop cost, the price structure, yield, returns. They're trying to figure out what is all involved in the contracts and the markets. For example, how many days does it take to go from field to being ultimately sold?
Sounds like because there hasn't really been a hemp crop since the 1930s, they're looking for the track record of a crop that really hasn't had one in a long time.
That's a good way of stating it. Of course, they want to take a look at a track record, but understanding that this is, in many ways, again, an emerging market. So how do they take a look at what resources are there in terms of collateral that a producer might have? And what do they have in terms of experience? What due diligence have they done to know and understand the market? These are some of the questions and things that the bankers will really be looking at as they try and put together what type of track record the product has and how it's going to look like in the future.
A couple of the people I've talked to on the hemp side of things have been urging for over a year, if you don't have a buyer, don't put the seed in the ground. And now that same group of people is saying they have obligations for hemp seed, but not enough acres to cover it for the 2019 growing season. So if farmers go and get a contract from these buyers and then approach the bank, they'll have a little easier time dealing with that bank?
Well, I think that communication with the banking industry and your ag bankers is going to be really critical. It's one of the things that we really know about our ag bankers is that they know the market and they know their customers. They will dive in on the details and they'll be very responsive. So if you've got contracts, the more information that you can provide to your banker, the better off you're going to be. There's still some outstanding questions, though. How do we deal with collateral issues? And in groups like the Farm Bureau Federation and the state of Wisconsin really have been really very strong in terms of coming out with information and trying to educate. But we're still looking for different pieces of information and hoping that we can find it in all areas of the state.
Now, with the different information you're looking for, I would imagine some of this has to do with the language and the details of how the federal laws operate and let you do things within lending, right?
Yeah, we were glad to see that the federal farm bill included some provisions that gave Wisconsin farmers and to a certain extent bankers some comfort that there's a pathway for us to be able to get a market in the future. But clearly, things like security and in terms of market security, are people going to be coming and stealing your crop? Things like how are you doing the testing? So there's still a lot of those details on the seed and on the product itself. So there are still a lot of details that need to be worked out. But we believe that there's at least a pathway now with the state being proactive some time ago and making the changes to the law and the rules that it did. And we think farmers responded. And then the federal government passing the farm bill. But again, be in communication with your banker. A lot of details needed on this one.
It sounds like Wisconsin might be a little bit ahead of some of the other states because they did start the pilot program a year ago.
They did. I think that was probably a good thing ultimately. We've heard anecdotally from some of the growers that they were going to friends and family to make sure that they had the collateral to work with some of the people investing in them to put the seed in the ground. That gave a little bit of time maybe so that we can take a look at the market and start to answer those questions. You know, federal government tends to lag in some of these situations. So Wisconsin being ahead of the curve, given its history, long history, a while ago, might provide some farmers and bankers maybe a little bit of hopefully an advantage as we work through this.
So for the farmers that are looking at the 2019 growing season, they're looking at possibly contracting for some hemp seed or other hemp products, have as much information as possible, then go see the banker?
That's what we would do. You know, the farmers are going to be asked to do a lot of due diligence on this product, and the bankers are obviously between their executive management team and their regulators going to be asked to do a lot of due diligence on this as well. So the bankers are telling us is that they're going to be active but cautious in 2019. So read through your contracts, know where you're getting the seed, know what kind of track record those companies have, be in contact with your banker, and make sure that you're being very methodical as you move forward. You know, the banking industry doesn't tend to focus on industries that they don't understand. They focus on industries that they do understand. So the more that we can bring that information to the banker, the better off the farmers are going to be.
Also, one of the questions in your survey of bankers talked about if they were confident about whether hemp could actually bring some stability to the market and stability to farming. That didn't go as strong as I thought it might go. What did you think?
Yeah, we were optimistic as we approached the survey and thinking that maybe there were some alternative markets that certain farmers might be able to gain some revenue. And with 17% of the bankers, just 17% of the bankers say that they think that enough revenue could be raised to overcome some of the other losses or to overcome some of the areas of the market. And that was a little bit of a surprise to us in terms of that number. It also goes to explain that maybe we're a little bit ahead of the curve, but maybe some opportunity to educate and work with the bankers, work with the farmers to determine how this market can develop as we move forward. Again, as soon as we make sure that the federal government has its ducks in a row and Wisconsin can be still on the edge of what it's doing, specifically with Senator Teston and some of the others and the Farm Bureau, maybe we've got an opportunity to make some headway as the feds do their work.
With 17% feeling that, you know, this might help overcome some of those other areas where revenues are having problems, is it not just a matter of what hemp can do, but also combined look at what corn and soybeans are not doing right now?
I think that's the best way of thinking of it. If you take a look at the total revenue package from any ag grower, producer, I think that a banker is going to take a look at all different facets, both technical expertise, track record, of course, and future potential, and to take a look at the sum total of, you know, how that product revenue and other lines of business have been going, what's the trajectory there. I think depending upon what that trajectory might be, there might be a little bit more of a likelihood to take a look at some of these alternative markets like hemp.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
We really appreciate it. We think that Wisconsin has an opportunity again to make sure that it's moving maybe just a little bit ahead of what the federal government's doing. We think that as this market starts to mature and as those friends and family investments in this type of market will be able to provide a little bit of a track record for growers, we think that the banking industry will learn a whole lot more about the crop cost, you know, price and yield and what those returns mean, and be able to work this new product into a marketplace in the state of Wisconsin.